You're leaking tons of fluid, and it looks like gas. That's why I'm wondering what your gas is.
Okay.
It's all coming out right where the hook meets the engine.
Copy. Okay, how far do I got to go? To the border.
Border 60 miles.
Might make it, Nick.
Yeah, you will, Homer, man. Don't worry.
Go.
Hey Wendigos, it's Gore. Welcome back to a new school year, or if you're an incoming freshman, welcome to Alexandria University, home of the Alexandria Archives. Did you know there's an Alexandria Archives Patreon where you can get totally sweet bonus episodes every month just for a buck? Seriously, just $1 gets you exclusive Patreon-only bonus content you can't get anywhere else, including an all-new show, Kilt and Gore Play It Safe. But there's more. For only $5, you'll be thanked on the air. For $10, you'll get an exclusive patrons-only Alexandria University pin. For $20, you'll get the pin and an ironclad brewery pint glass. And for $35, you get the whole kit and caboodle. Thanked on the air, the pin, the pint glass, and an AU or Bob's Vampoticon t-shirt. Not to mention all that sweet, sweet bonus content. Supplies are limited, and when they're gone, they're gone. So if you have the means and you want to get some sweet bonus content and some Alexandria swag to boot, why not help us out a little bit and going to patreon.com/AlexandriaArchives. That's patreon.com/AlexandriaArchives. That said, there are a few people we'd like to thank now. Sergio Sosito, Alexa Daniels, Jacob Brasher, Doc Ouija, Amanda Hackett, Cassandra Casablanca, Carol Zhang, Kylie Berry, Ryan Barrett, Rachel Tucker, Hedda Paulson, Tracy Reed, and to all those who have patroned us so far, you are the lifeblood of this show, and as a vampire, let me tell you, I know a thing or two about blood. Sorry. And now, enjoy the show, and Ia Ia Wendigos.
Yeah, yeah, Wendigos, and welcome back to AU. It's your girl Morning Wood here to say hello to all you wonderful folks getting settled on campus today. Classes start up on Wednesday, which should give you enough time to get yourselves together. You could probably use the break after the chaos surrounding the university village today. You think we'd be used to it, right? All those families converging on the dorms to get their students moved in and comfy before heading up to town for a little taste of Alexandria life. It happens every year. And it's normal for tempers to rise a bit. Only what happened this year was more like something out of Mad Max. I don't know what it was. Maybe the heat, or the faint but lingering scent of cilantro from the river. But whatever it was making people act crazy. People were yelling at each other and honking their car horns. There were brawls over parking spaces. Then two U-Hauls got into an accident in the fire lane that held everyone up. And when Campus PD arrived, one of the drivers threatened to tase them if they ticketed her. Which, of course they ticketed her, and then they arrested her because you can't threaten cops with a weapon. Guys, our AUPD have their work cut out for them. All they want to do is keep us safe, which is a big deal here considering that it's, you know, AU. So if we could not make their jobs harder for them, that would be grand. Now, speaking of AUPD, we've got Captain Woolley here on the line with some advice for our new students. Welcome back, Captain.
Good to be here, Miss Wood. Hope your summer vacation treated you kindly.
It was great. Did you know the Aurora Borealis can speak to you? Or at least I think it was the Aurora Borealis. Anyway, the Arctic Circle was a blast, but I'm glad to be back here in Alexandria. So, I understand there are some things you want to talk to our incoming Wendigos about.
That sounds, very interesting. To tell you the truth, this applies to, everyone here at AU. Even the, staff and faculty. Fact is, what happened today weren't no ordinary moving in day jitters. It was a right mess. I tell you, people out of control. It was like they all had bugs under the skin and weren't nothing gonna stop the itch. I ain't never seen anything like it.
Now that the move-in mayhem has died down, what do you think our new students should be doing next?
Well, while I'm sure a lot of the new kids have already gotten campus tours, I highly recommend that they take some time to get real familiar with AU. I don't mean just figuring out where classes are or where they can find a nice spot in the shade to hang out with your friends. No, I'm talking about the big stuff, the kind of stuff you want to keep in mind if you value living long enough to graduate.
Like what?
Well, for one thing, no matter what an upperclassman tells you, do not kiss the Founders Stone outside Finley Garden Stadium Park for good luck. Now, they're telling you that to be assholes, and I promise you, you do not want what's been done to that stone anywhere near your mouth. Another thing to keep in mind around this time of year, I mean October, is don't accept any invitation to any Halloween bash thrown by Delta Chi Delta, even if it's got your name on the invitation. There haven't been frats at AU in quite some time. That's not a party.
Then what is it?
Never mind that. Let's see. What else? The Broken Spears Processional. Do not try and get in the middle of that. It's a good way to get knocked over and stepped on by a line of the most popular kids on campus.
What is the deal with those spears? They act like they own the place.
I mean, if we're being technical about it, they kind of do. On account of a lot of them tend to be up on the Board of Regents. This last bit might be the most important bit. So y'all listen good to this. The groundskeeper keeps the grounds. That means he keeps them safe from you and you safe from them.
That's good advice, Captain. I don't think the groundskeeper gets enough appreciation for his hard work.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Captain, we got a problem over here on the green. A couple grad students are brawling. Looks like those philosophy punks are arguing over utilitarianism again. Got a little fire going, and yeah, looks like they're swinging some broken bottles, too. We need you over here right away.
Damn it! Already?
What the hell? Classes haven't even started yet. Seriously, people, what did I just say?
I tell you, Miss Wood, if this is a taste of what this year has in store for us, I might be looking into an early retirement. I better get over there before a crowd starts forming. You keep your eyes peeled tonight, y'all.
Be careful out there, Captain. I don't know, guys. I don't have a great feeling about this. I mean, it's AU, right? We wouldn't be us if things didn't get a little wild once in a while. This is just unusual, though, and that is not a word one uses lightly around here. If I don't make it through my senior year because someone decided to read out loud from the Necronomicon, I'm going to be seriously pissed. All work and no degree makes morning wood a stabby girl. So let's try to keep it together. Anyway, this is as good a time as any to wander on over to the Alexandria Archives for another tale from a member of your Alexandria community. Sit tight, Wendigos.
My life has been rather boring for the most part. At least until recently. Being raised by a single mother didn't allow me to enjoy a lot of the pastimes and activities that the rest of my friends got to experience. Don't get me wrong, I love and am thankful for everything she's given to me, but since she was forced to work multiple jobs to put food in our mouths and a roof over our heads, it became my job to take care of my younger siblings when she could not. Not hating, just saying, as the kids say these days. However, once all those kids grew up and moved on, I was free to take on hobbies. Since my teens, I'd had a deep fascination with exploration, but living in a city put a kink in my ability to seek out new discoveries when I did have the rare moment to myself. I did manage to meet a dude my second year at AU that introduced me to a way to discover new things, even in the heart of a city. On a late night walk home from class, I ran into a guy waving some weird beeping contraption around our neighbor's yard. This is the night I was introduced to the amazing world of metal detecting, and it changed my life forever. Robert, my new friend, let me borrow an old detector of his until I was able to get one of my own. I scrimped and saved, lived on ramen and rice and beans until I had the $200 I needed. Despite the low price, it was mine and it served me just fine. Hundreds of jaunts in and out of Alexandria yielded treasures I could have only dreamed of as a child. My knowledge of our local and then later state and U.S. history grew as I researched places that could possibly yield new discoveries. My personal collection grew daily, and those things too valuable and important to keep were sold to other collectors or museums. It's never been about the money, but the finds I sold did make my life better, and it gave me the opportunity to repay my mother for all the sacrifices she was forced to make because of us kids. On a recent hunt with the famous Alexandrian Metal Detecting Club, I came across a small clearing in the middle of a 100-acre wooded area we had got permission to search. There was only 10 of us that day, so we each had a large section to ourselves. While sweeping across the clearing, the high-pitched tone indicating a probable good target went off. The digital display on my Garrett read an 85, which usually meant a good find. Possibly even silver coins or something like that. We had asked for permission to search this place because it was the site of an early Civil War battle, and the clearing I was in seemed to be the site of a camp. All sorts of goodies were lost in campsites. The interesting thing about this target was the size. It had to have been at least 12 inches across both ways. The only thing that came to mind was a hoard of coins someone buried to prevent the Yankees from getting their hands on it, but never made it back to dig it up. Oh well, war's hell. I'll admit my hands were shaking in anticipation. My shovel only made it about 6 inches before it hit something hard. I felt goosebumps raise up on my arms. This had to be a steel chest full of riches, or it could be part of an old cooking pot. But I try to stay positive in these situations. Once I cleared the dirt from the top of the target, it was obviously an aluminum file box. Despite the fact it was modern, there was still a strong chance it held something valuable. Without a thought, I dropped to my knees and yanked it free from its sandy tomb. I took a big breath and let it out. My heart was pounding, my mouth was dry. Here goes nothing, and I lifted the catch. With my eyes closed, I opened my prize. When I opened them and saw the box's contents, everything went black. How long I was out, I can't tell you. When I did come to, I prayed I was in a dream. But once I saw that box, I knew I wasn't. Just to confirm myself that what I was seeing wasn't a fantasy, I called the president of the club over to check out my find. When he saw it, he agreed. It was indeed a human skull, and with that we called the police. Just from the state of the box and the depth that was buried, it couldn't have been in that clearing for more than 20 years. The police concluded none of us probably had anything to do with the head, but to stay around Alexandria until they had resolved the case just to be safe. A month had gone by and life had returned to normal. I'd almost forgot about my ghoulish treasure until I got a follow-up call from the detective on the case. After running a search of the DNA database using the little bit of tissue remaining at the bottom of the box, they had discovered the owner of the skull. Now I could tell my mother that Dad hadn't abandoned us all those years ago, at least not by choice.
I can usually get a decent view of what's going on around campus from this station up here on Carter Hill. Some AUPD vehicles were headed towards the roundabout a while ago, but it's been quiet since. I can't see any smoke, which is a good sign. Hopefully that means Captain Woolley and company were able to nip that situation in the bud. As great as it is to be impassioned about your studies, Wendigos, there are other ways to resolve disagreements than weaponizing recyclables. Better ways. Ways that won't get you tasered or arrested. So let's do our best to make sure this year is a safe year, and that we all get through it in one piece. Because we're all a part of Alexandria University, aren't we? Which means that setting the university on fire is kind of like setting yourself on fire, and that would probably be a really shitty way to go. Just think it over, alright? Not for too long. It's dark out there.